comes. It's your top. I'm old and I'm grizzled because you won't sign up for my fucking text alerts. Please, the tour is so big. I hate saying all the cities. Would you just get on my goddamn emailing list or text list? For the love of fucking God, I'm losing it. I know most of you are on it. You're good little bottoms. Hey, good little bottoms. I'm spiraling.
And listener, go support Kate. They are starting their regular show, the Lucas Spectacular. It's a comedy show, drag, variety, music, all kinds of great things. Go check it out. Union Hall in Brooklyn, Thursday, May 26th. At the Kate Sis, go check it out Thursday, May 26th, listener.
This week, we have Jake Cornell. You know him, you love him. He was on that amazing episode back in November. Huge on TikTok, has a lot going on. Go check out his stuff, his podcast, Going Out with Jake Cornell. But today, he's on our podcast to talk about his open relationship and realizing that one of the people he's been hooking up with might be carrying strep and he doesn't know what to do about it. So it's really, really funny and useful. This is useful stuff because who hasn't this happened to? I'm losing it, listener, but I love you. I love you very much. Have a great week.
Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
The first, like, hookup I had during the pandemic when it was like, okay, I think I can, like, hook up with someone, like, whatever. Immediate strep throat. Like, immediate strep throat.
Yeah.
2 years later, hook up with the guy, strep throat.
He has a population.
Yeah. I'm frustrated because the sex is good. But strep is one of the worst things ever.
Yeah.
I've just been like, I want to get my tonsils out. Like, getting strep sucks so bad. But then I looked into it. And getting your tonsils out as an adult is supposed to be one of the most painful experiences. But then I found out, apparently, guys who've had their tonsils out can suck, like, psycho dick because there's, like, more room.
But what about the gag reflex?
They're gay.
Okay, stop right there. You holding the microphone, doing the Twizzlers like this exactly is your gender of the week. This is whatever this gender is, that's what you are. This is your true essence, I think.
Peel a penis?
Do you peel it from both ends from the middle? What's happening?
No, it broke.
Oh. How do you peel your penis? All right. We are in the...
I woke up silly today.
You are silly. For someone listening at home who doesn't have the picture, Kate is eating a pull and peel Twizzler.
Yeah.
AKA the pull and peel penis. And just joyful. Just totally joyful.
I woke up very silly, which is nice because last night we came home from the show to a lactating nipple of a water bubble in the ceiling.
How big?
Wow.
Like a G cup.
Like actually or relative to a ceiling G cup, which means
an actual G cup.
So it's not huge. Mash.
Well, yeah, it's big. It's not like, you know, you see those ones on the internet where it's like the whole ceiling.
Did you pop it?
I did not pop it.
I thought you were supposed to pop it.
Are you supposed to pop it?
Oh, are you?
Yeah, because I think it's worse for the water to build up inside your ceiling.
Oh, we have to get the whole thing taken out anyway.
You got to get a baby.
By the whole thing, you mean the whole ceiling?
Yeah, it's only the ceiling
their
area.
Their house is falling apart.
Yeah. Remember when I told you like 2-3 years ago that we had a leak? It's the same leak. The ceiling area is like only as big as Ashley's kitchen.
You know what I think you need to do? I think you need to sell this house.
No!
I think you need to get out.
No, we're living there until we die.
That's the truth. I'm gonna find a way to get you out of this house.
Kate and I are
literally opposite. We're living there till we die.
Kate is so pro commitment, it's actually insane to me.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And I think it's beautiful.
Do you understand the sunk cost fallacy?
Well, we like it there. It's just broken.
Wait, I actually don't. Ashley, can you explain sunk cost
fallacy? So basically it's the idea that you've already put so much money, so much effort, so much time, so much whatever into something. You gotta see it through.
Me at the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yes. And when at the end of the day you've lost. But the thing is that if you know that you're going to continue to lose, what is the point of staying there?
Sure.
No, but But it's not because we bought a house pre-pandemic. And the housing market is completely different now.
For sure.
So if we were to try to like sell and get back the measly amount of like.
Also, just not to sound like an absolute like capitalist demon, but like you live in an area of New York that will probably in 10 years quadruple in value.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think holding on, but I also don't want the fucking ceiling to fall on your head.
No, it's not. We're gonna get
it. If the ceiling falls on your head, I have to find a new non-binary person. Do you know how hard the casting is gonna be on this?
It's a slow process.
Yeah,
it's not a sunk cost fallacy. It's that I'm going to slowly enter the sunk cost fallacy.
I think that is the sunk cost fallacy. Yeah, you're
right,
my friend.
You're right. No, we like it there. We love our home. We love our neighbors. We're building a life. We've got a little farm in buckets going on.
That's great. We love a farm in buckets.
Yeah. We got a bunch of buckets in
Is your roof slanty or?
It's a little bit slanty. I've had to go out on the roof for like fixing purposes, and it is extremely hard to get in and out of that window. But like my dream would be to turn it into a deck and put a door instead of a little window that you climb out of. But that's obviously
crawling in and out of a window is gay sex for the week. You going up to your attic-y area.
Me fucking crawling out of a window is a sight to behold. I will tell you that. Because I have all the confidence of like my childhood self or my elite athlete self and just none of the body.
That's so funny.
Or actually more of the body.
I'm the opposite. I have the chronic injury thing. Yeah. So like so you're timid. I would see the window and I'd be like, I can't.
Yeah.
No way.
What's your chronic injury?
Oh, so turns out I have a genetic disorder.
Ehlers-Danlos, right?
Ehlers-Danlos.
You have Ehlers-Danlos?
I do.
Is your skin really flexible?
It is. It's not as flexible as some people's, but it is pretty flexible.
Oh, wow. I guess in my mind, I was like, my hand can absolutely do that. And then I pulled and it simply can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. You're pretty flexible over there.
Okay, Ehler.
Okay, Ehlers-Danlos.
Does that mean it's bad for your joints, right?
My joints. Constant pain. And I just...
and your heart.
And my heart has a murmur, but it's not dangerous. It's just a little faggy murmur. So this is the way that I, okay.
Did you know about none of this until recently?
None of it until recently. You know how I found out? The internet. I started describing my symptoms. About 30 people wrote in and were like, Ashley, you have Ehlers-Danlos. And then I,
tested?
Yeah. And did my 23andMe, did my Gene Explorer, found an abnormal gene, doing the whole thing now.
That's my least favorite side of TikTok is these people who are like, yeah, I actually have this really cool thing in my eye. And someone's like, that's a melanoma. And then they're like, I'm dying in 3 weeks. Like, I've seen those TikToks and they're real and they're so devastating. But like, I have seen like the comment section diagnose someone with a horrific illness.
The flip side of that is people self-diagnosing them things with
things that they don't have.
Things that they don't have. That's the other side where I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
You don't have Ehlers-Danlos. Like everyone.
I have Anthos-Danthos.
Anthos-Danthos.
Why do the people with the craziest names be the first people to have a disease?
Because here's my theory.
Why didn't Eric Smith have the first case of
this? This is why. My theory, doesn't Ehlers-Danlos sound like someone who has a mansion?
Yeah.
So my theory is it's someone so rich and powerful
that they were able to get an invalid.
They were able to get a doctor. The doctor was like, it's a new disease. Meanwhile, all the other poor people have this fucking disease.
Right.
And they're not calling
it's called like flexible Phil that lives on the corner.
We got like loose ankles Anthony over there.
He's like pulling on his skin.
Good luck catching him. He can run even though he got a skin.
Put your coins in my skin. Oh, God. I'm collecting coins in my skin. Funny. But yeah, that's my theory on it.
That's a good that's a good theory.
Like the fucking Vanderbilts, you know, name the diseases.
Lou
because
Gehrig's. Yeah.
He was a baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a baseball.
And that's how he died.
He got smacked one too many times.
He's a home run. A home run baseball. Straight up to heaven.
All right.
There's another name for that disease, though,
ALS.
Right? ALS. The ice bucket challenge.
I'm sorry. We're diagnosing you with ice bucket challenge. And then they dunk a ice bucket on top of your head.
Yeah.
To celebrate that you're going to die, probably.
Like the really big healthcare advocate guy, he has ALS.
Guys, if you know someone with any of these diseases, we're sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm blanking on his name, but the famous healthcare advocate, he has ALS, right?
Fauci?
No.
Yep.
No, he's like an
actor. Is that a crazy guess for famous healthcare advocate?
He's like an activist. I don't think he's a doctor.
I have ALS.
Is that your Fauci?
Shut up. Do your Fauci. What's your Fauci? Do your Fauci.
I think I have the lips down. Good. Yeah,
it's very important for Americans to
mine
get vaccinated.
Mine was better. Mine was better. Who is
you
this?
You know, I've never heard
him talk.
That's
half Joe Biden.
I've never heard him talk. I've only seen him put microchips in people's arms.
Honestly, people in North Dakota think that your impression of Fauci is really good because they have not once heard him say anything.
He has like a Brooklyn accent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here with we're here with Jake Cornell. We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with fan favorite Jake Cornell.
Hi.
I just did his podcast.
Going Out with Jake Cornell.
Jake Cornell. And you loved it. And if you haven't listened, go listen.
Go listen. It was one of our best episodes yet. Ashley was a truly fantastic guest.
Maybe not of quality, but certainly in terms of numbers, it was probably.
No, quality too. It was
think
great.
So?
Yes.
Thank you. That's a really nice thing to say. And you are one of our best guests in terms
thank
of
yes.
A pod
thank
fave.
You.
A pod fave, for sure.
It's my favorite podcast to do. Don't tell the other ones.
We will not tell them.
Mark Maron will be so hurt.
Tell him to do our podcast. Well, thanks for being here. You're a comedian. What are your handles? You're big on TikTok.
TikTok and Instagram, Jake W. Cornell. Comedian stand-up. I have a show called Man and Woman I do with Marsha Belsky that, you guys should have Marsha on the podcast.
Yeah, we should.
She would be great.
She's actually on my list.
Okay, great.
We have a lot of people on my list that
100 tampons.
I love that remix.
if you don't know Marsha.
It was not the right
Marsha,
remix.
She sings the 100 tampon song. You probably know that. We have a show called Man and Woman. We're doing it this month, and we might try to squeak in another one in this summer. And we have some really exciting things happening with it that we're not quite ready to announce, but I'm really excited about. So, yeah.
Oh my God, Jake, don't be so annoying.
I haven't signed the contract yet.
And then you've got Gorge.
What was that sound?
Gorge.
Oh. Yes, I have a new show called. I had no idea.
The way you looked at
me. I had no idea what
you were about to diagnose me with a melanoma in the eye.
What I thought happened was you tried to say a word and got
autism,
spit caught in your throat, and then I was giving you a chance to re-say it, and I was like, oh no, you're sticking with that first one. I have no idea what you said.
That's funny.
I have a show called Gorge Night that is happening April 28th, and then there's another one. There's going to be a Pride one in June. I think I'm going to do it bi-monthly. Very fun. Nice. Kate is on the one in April. I'm planning to ask Ashley for the one in June. I don't know if she's
good
available.
Good save, good save.
I actually, there's a list
no,
on my phone.
Save.
Okay, great.
The contract's not set yet, so I don't know whether or not I'm on Gorge Night.
I call things, so I, on the way here, was looking at my DM requests on Instagram. Like, you know, like the ones that aren't people that you follow.
Yeah.
And one of them was like, hey, FYI, Gorge means throat in French. So I'm now on a show called Throat Night.
I think that's wonderful.
I love it. No, I'm happy as hell. Come to Throat Night.
Well, thanks for being here. Maybe we should do our intros.
Yeah, let's do it.
I literally had just thought of one for you. Oh, yes. A little. I'm mixing it up with you.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. I'm going on tour. For the love of fucking God, sign up for my text list, you piece of shit. I'll text you once a year when I'm in your city. God damn it. San Francisco. Raleigh. My show in Raleigh right now is outselling my Pride weekend show in San Francisco. San Francisco, get your shit together. Raleigh? I know the Raleigh people are going to come, but they're still going to buy tickets, so it's like,
that actually, can I tell, that makes more sense to me.
Because they don't have
they're
stuff.
They're starved for stuff. Yeah, that's like, yeah.
I'm just saying, demand. I was like hoping that this would be the best show
everyone
ever
in San Francisco,
Francisco
is like, well, let me see if I can go on an actual date with a lesbian who knows me, and then if not, I will go see Ashley.
Yeah. There's five pieces of shit. Whatever. And as always, the cancel coach to keep me from getting canceled. Let's get extreme this time.
Oh.
If this guy were in the X games, we don't know what the other chromosome would be. Is it X? Is it Y? What are we talking about here?
Okay.
Grinding all right. on that skateboard, but not what the way you think that it would be. Kate Sisk!
Hey, everybody, it's me, Kate Sisk, the cancel coach, the fat in the chat. I am a white bisexual lesbian dyke. She, they pronouns.
You're doing so well with that.
Thank you. Still can't get it out in a normal voice, but.
Yeah, but you're not having an aneurysm and totally ignoring it anymore.
My gender of the week is submitted by my brother. It's another visual one. Mullet shoes.
Those are fucked up. Are those tassels or actual hair?
I think actual hair.
I hate that.
I donated it.
Mullet shoes.
That's my contribution to the queer community.
Absolutely.
Terrifying.
Those are really rough.
Awful. The hair drags on the floor, if you were wondering. You can sign up for my mailing list on my website. Let's go! www.katesisk.com. KateSisk.com.
Is it KateSisk or thekatesisk.com?
It's just KateSisk.com. Just Kate that Sisk. I have. That I have.
That's yours.
The others, Instagram and Twitter at thekatesisk. We've got the Lucas Spectacular coming up at Union Hall on Thursday, May 26th. And yeah, that's it for now.
That's in Brooklyn.
That's in Brooklyn.
That's in right. Brooklyn. I am Jake Cornell. I am a white, cis, gay man who can't stop eating these fucking pull and peel Twizzlers.
They're really good.
They're so
really
fucking good.
They're good.
I don't have a text list or a mailing list.
Why, Jake?
Couldn't set one up if I tried. I don't even know what they're... I don't... what? I'm genuinely... I have an Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Jake W. Cornell. I post everything there. Yeah. Is that... or is engagement higher on a mailing list or a text list than...
About 100 times higher. Maybe more.
I might look into that. At some point. But I don't have one right now, so follow me on Instagram and highly engage, and then I'll prove Ashley wrong. I'll just send her my engagement and be like, here's what my engagement
There's literally no possible way.
100% engagement rate on
the
every...
The issue is the lost... It's not that when people see it, they're less likely to buy, although I think that is true too. But the issue is that things get lost.
Things get lost.
In the
okay.
alg.
That's okay. In the alg. So come get lost with me on Instagram, Jake W. Cornell. You already heard my shows. I'm so happy to be back here.
You could turn on notifications for Jake's posts.
You could turn on notifications for me.
Or my posts, you piece of shit. All right.
Absolutely.
You know that we call them Bottom Nation.
This is my third time on this podcast. Yeah, I know. I know everything.
Okay. You have beautiful eyes.
Thank you. You have good eyes too.
Thanks.
Would you, do you tell people you have blue?
I tell people I have green.
I tell people I have green.
Yours appear green.
We're doing the most annoying thing people with nice eyes can do, blue eyes.
Hi.
Yeah, but they're just like plain blue.
Yeah, the greens.
They are nice.
They change colors when I'm sick.
What?
Yeah.
You should, that's Ehlers Danlos disease.
Is it really?
No.
Oh.
Anthers, Danthers.
But if that were on TikTok, someone's going to write in and be like, your irises changing color is actually a symptom of your Asperger's. I made an autism joke earlier. No one heard it, and I felt bad about it, and I just wanted to stick another one in there.
So that everyone would hear this one and you'd get the proper punishment?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Really listener, write in to Ashley. Give her the punishment she's so craves.
I don't know why you guys were so anti the irises being a sign of Asperger's.
Because that's not how autism works.
Exactly. That's exactly the point.
No, but you're right. People are like, is the lower half of your body sore from a time you were hit by a car 15 years ago? That could be a sign of autism. And I'm like, I don't think it is.
Why does he get a joke? Why does he get a punchline on the... Why does he get a laugh on the same fucking joke that I did?
He did the whole...
No, you guys are just too fucking stupid to understand my genius.
Are you sore from a car crash? It could be a sign.
Do you think that irises changing colors are a sign of autism?
No, but it's more...
No.
Plausible.
No. As usual, Jake and Kate are best friends. And so I am... the fucking enemy of the people on this one. I'm just going to tell jokes and then you steal them and make them better, okay?
This is collaborative. I would say I just did a light punch up.
Yeah, yeah. Or a second beat.
But the first beat didn't get any credit. Okay, wait. Do you know when Kate was born? Because we got to figure, you're here and you're our astrology person.
Yeah, but I don't know what time I was. How is he going to know what time I was born?
I don't know.
Born?
I just want to know if he has a vibe.
I don't know.
No, wait, but do you want to hear something really funny that happened?
Yeah.
My mom called me the other day. My mom was down at my grandparents' house. Wait, let me show you the picture because it makes it funnier. My mom was down at my grandparents' house and she was going through shit in the basement and she found a birth certificate for a child she does not know with my grandfather's signature on it, like as the father.
Oh, are you fucking kidding
my
me?
My God.
And she started.
And it's a Scorpio.
And she started freaking out and she's like in the basement and she's like freaking out. It's funny that you said Scorpio.
Thank you.
She's like freaking out about it and she's like, oh my God, like what is this kid? Like, what does this mean? I don't understand. Why is this happening? She's Googling the name. Nothing's coming up. She's like, is this a long lost sibling? It is objectively a birth certificate for a Cabbage Patch doll.
It's so clearly for how a Cabbage is
your
Patch
mom?
Doll.
How old is your mom?
In her like mid to early 50s.
Unacceptable.
Absolutely. It's just, I think it's because an adult filled it out. So, like, the handwriting is not childlike. But it's like, mom, if this was a birth certificate, like, there's no birth time, there's no hospital.
Just for someone listening at home, it says special kids certificate of birth. So, right off the bat.
And there's little drawings.
She clearly, yeah, there's little drawings of babies. There's a stork carrying a baby. She clearly just looked at, like, the fine print of it and.
Yeah. It's just, like, so funny to me.
No, that's hysterical.
My life is forever changed. And, oh, no, just a cabbage
patch. I have a long lost cousin. Oh. I've not made any effort into finding her. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say what side of the family or give any kind of information otherwise. Yeah. Anyway.
Would they be similar in age to you?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Because mine immediately goes to, well, what if you accidentally fuck them? Yeah. But if they're too old.
I hope the gay thing protects me from that a little bit, just statistically.
Oh, it's funny. When you said I have a long lost cousin, I assumed it was a girl.
No, she's saying that statistically it's unlikely they're both gay.
Yeah, but she's had sex with so many straight women.
Kata, that's such, that is like the nicest thing that you've ever said to me, that I might have had sex with my long lost cousin. That is truly like the highest compliment that I can be paid. That I had maybe had sex with my long lost cousin. Who would have the same last name as me?
She's 55?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
If she's 55, I'll have sex with her.
I have a MILFy story today.
Oh, let's
not,
go.
Not what much story? Of a story. MILFy.
MILFy.
Okay.
Is it MILFier than the lactating nipple on my ceiling?
I believe so, actually.
Oh! Let's go.
Because I previously had hooked up with a woman with a kid who's 28. And Kate was like, not MILF. And I was like, MILF to me?
Right.
Wait, Kate, MILF.
MILF is in the eye of the beholder. For me, it's an age difference thing.
Okay.
In Kate's mind, the cougar MILF Venn diagram is a circle. Or at least,
are you sure you're not just conflating cougar with MILF?
Square,
no,
and a rectangle.
They're not a circle. They're yeah,
all MILFs are cougars, but not all cougars are MILFs.
Yes,
and I believe that a MILF is anyone that's a mom that you want to fuck.
By definition, yes, but by Pornhub, Kate's right. Like that's.
But
the thing.
Also, Ashley is older than her.
That's what I'm saying. By definition, yeah. Ashley is correct, but like yeah. How they cast the porns for MILFs,
right.
Kate's correct.
Yeah. See, you're just buying into a patriarchal
understanding. I've never even seen the porn.
Shh. Anyway, not the point.
Something that I don't know, porn in plural with an S, which like porns is so funny.
Kate said porns
Wait,
the other
I
day.
I did it yesterday too. Is that
I
not?
I've seen the porns. It's like so funny. I don't know why. It's like so funny to me. Have you gone in his room? Because under the bed,
he's probably got a million fucking porns in there. Honey, what are you doing with all these porns? He's some kind of delinquent.
Honey, a cop. Sorry.
No, do it.
No.
I was going to say, the cop is like Velcro in your room. Stop it.
Velcro!
Anyway, I met a MILF. I think you're going to fucking love this MILF, dude.
A different MILF?
As soon as I met this MILF, I was like, oh, Kate would fucking love this MILF.
And by when you say MILF, has a kid or is older than you?
I actually don't know whether or not she has a kid.
Okay.
So I'm doing Sunday school and down the stairs walks a very attractive, it feels weird to call her girl because she's older than me, but the girl walks down the stairs. I was like, oh, this nice lady.
Nice
lady. She's wearing like a cool shirt. She's got like a rugby.
I pictured a nun in a habit. I don't know why. The way you're just...
It was.
Ooh, lady.
It was a
lady
nun.
Of Christ.
She definitely doesn't have a kid because she was fully a nun. No. She walks down the stairs. She's this cool like rugby shirt top that's like got a weird like sleeve thing like missing. It's like a sexy. I don't know how to describe it. She walks down the stairs. We make eye contact. Third time this happens, a nice looking person walks into my show. I have been rejected twice at my show.
That's so brutal.
It's brutal. And both times it happened exactly the same way.
Oh, I thought of a nun because your show's called Sunday School. That's oh, I just realized
go.
That's
yep,
why I thought
there
of
you
a nun.
Go.
And it is for nuns.
Sorry, I just was like, why did I think of that? Okay, I'm really fucking up your story. Keep
my
going.
Show is called Sunday School, everybody. It's with it. Okay. So no, interrupt me as much as possible because there's not much here. So I turn, I do the double. You know what I mean? At
the
her?
Two looks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's still looking. I don't remember if we smile the second time, but there's definitely like a prolonged, and I'm like, nice.
Can I tell you that I had that with a guy on the street the other day, and then I thought he said something, and so I took my headphone, and I was like, what? And he was like, stop staring at me.
You're lying.
No, this fully happened to me in Williamsburg.
I thought we were having like flirtatious eye contact, and then he screamed at me.
Was he gay?
I don't know. Well, my guess would be no, based on his reaction.
You know what the funniest thing about that is? Had he not screamed at you, you might have gone home and thought,
flirtatious
just put like your own in your own little world. Like
it wasn't.
Oh,
even
remember
that
guy
long.
I flirted with like, on the train?
This guy walking this way and I was walking this way.
Yeah.
I wasn't even like, oh my god. I just thought we were like making eye contact as two gay men who were like thought each other were cute.
Yeah.
Like,
he had to be straight.
And then he passed me. And as he was passing, he started turning. So then I started turning.
Yeah.
And then I turned back and then I heard that he said something. So then I took out my AirPod and I was like, what? And he was like, stop staring at me. And I was like, oh. And I was like, sorry. And then just like kept walking. It was like so crazy.
That's so fucking
it was
funny.
Crazy.
Also, he's insane. No, he has to be a straight person or an insane person because you were already on your merry way. You
yeah.
were already going and had your headphones
it
in.
It was quite strange. It was quite strange.
Listener,
stop staring at me and fuck me!
Listener, listener, pro tip. Is that girl interested in you? Scream at her.
Yeah.
Stop staring at me!
And see what she does.
So
maybe she's interested.
Funny.
What am I talking about? Oh, so
story I've derailed three times.
I do my set. Well, there's nothing in the story. I do my set. Oh, there is one part of it. That's really, I have to make sure this part gets in.
Okay.
I do my set. Fun set, whatever. She comes up to me afterwards. She's so cute. And she does this thing, which I love when girls do. I fucking love this. Like, they're very confident, but they're not making, the first move is that they indicate to you without words that you are permitted to make the first move. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
A girl, like, you probably don't know this.
I'm, like, trying to think of
it. It's like a femme girl trick that they have mind control, that they walk over to you, and they just give you a certain look, and it's, like, permission. I've mm-hmm. given you permission.
Do they say anything?
Like, oh, hi, I thought your set was really good. She said, I thought your bit was really funny. And normally, I would hate this, but she's a non-native English speaker. She is from Brazil. And obviously, Brazilians are the most attractive people.
You've said this on record before.
I feel like that's a people generally
do say that.
They are the most attractive. Have you watched Love is Blind, Brazil?
No.
No.
Okay. I love Love is Blind. I'm watching all the different countries. And I'm in the middle of...
Love is Blind is the one where they go on dates, but they're like, there's a partition and they can't see each other?
Yes. And then they fall in love. They propose to each other and then they see each other for the first time. And the devastating part of the American Love is Blind is that some of them are not really that good looking.
Oh.
But on the Brazil Love is Blind,
everyone
is good looking.
Right.
Like the floor is so much higher than we have here in America.
The Brazilian floor is the American ceiling.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So she comes up to me. I recognize the accent immediately because I've been binge watching Love is Blind.
Do you tell her right away?
No, I haven't told her that.
Did you say obrigado when she said good
bit? Do you speak Portuguese?
I've been to Portugal twice. I don't speak Portuguese, but I know how to say thank you.
Cool. Man, I really wish one of you had seen Love is Blind. I really thought my story is so short. This was supposed to be long.
I'm someone who people always assume has watched every single reality show, and I actually...
It's because you're a gay white man.
Yeah, with like the personality of someone who does it, but I don't. And so it is my constant curse.
Well, it's also like disappointing people. One of the most popular shows in America.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is like really cool because it's fulfilling some sort of weird fantasy that I have at the moment with Love is Blind, like, especially Brazil. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, someone.
Were you like, do you have a 2-bedroom apartment?
Can we talk through the wall? Yeah. But she did that like cute little thing. And I was like, I have a sinus infection right now. I'm on meds. And she's telling me this. And I know I'm going to go home and crash immediately, go to sleep. And she's like, I'm here all week. And also, she's a fucking powerhouse. So she tells me she was married for like 20 years or something.
Now we're talking.
Are you skeptical of my MILF this whole time? Let me tell you about my MILF, okay? Here's what my MILF has accomplished.
I believe that she's hot. I believe that she has a fun accent. I believe that she has a cute shirt.
I really need the rest of the story.
There's no rest of the story.
Wait, you didn't see her again?
I haven't seen her yet. So
but you could this week.
What was the really good part you needed to make sure got in?
Love is Blind part that no one appreciated. I think that whenever, Jake, whenever... fuck you.
I love you so much.
If there were a girl here, like a girl, like a femme, lesbian, or a bisexual girl, we'd be riffing on Love is Blind this entire time. But you fucks are men. And so now I am the femme one talking about Love is Blind. You're like, what is that? Oh, a shitty reality show about love? They don't even see each other? That's crazy. You guys are just fucking... Everyone at home right now is like, oh my God, you met a Love is Blind Brazil contestant? Like, that's what they're all thinking. Anyway, the point is... She's really cool. She was a lawyer in Brazil, moved to America, went to a fucking top five law school, is now a lawyer here, a corporate lawyer here in America, out in another state. And I haven't messaged her yet.
So
why?
Because I've been sick and busy.
The week's almost over.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. My MILF. You're gonna... like, fuck the MILF. You only have a few days left. See, now you're getting in. This is Love is Blind.
You know what
am I going to do it?
Was Brazil The Circle.
The Circle.
Which is, you know, similar.
Similar.
They're not similar. The Circle is so much worse than Love is Blind.
Okay, so here's the thing. Yesterday, when you asked me to come back, I was like, wait, I want to go back and listen to the first time I was on this podcast to see what we talked about. So I listened to our episode from the first time I was on yesterday. And on that episode, Ashley was talking about how you were like dealing with a lot of mommy issues and you really wanted to be baby.
Yeah.
That was like the thing.
Yeah.
Direct quote was, I'm making girls come 9 times and then begging them to be the little spoon.
Yes.
And now here we are like however many months later.
I found a mommy.
And you're hooking up with mommies. I think this is interesting. Mm-hmm. There's a threat.
It's been a progression.
I don't know if it's a progression.
This is me asking, do you think you are you consciously seeking out MILFs because like you're trying to address this need?
The MILFs have come to me. I don't think I'm a MILF magnet, if you will. No, I've
which is part of what fulfills the fantasy.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't have to seek mommy out. Mommy there for you.
Sometimes the boob comes down from the ceiling.
But the point is...
So we're approaching something.
Let's not create a false narrative for the listeners because they only get an hour of me a week and they're going to think I have some sort of weird mommy thing going on.
Do you remember it? Do you remember that day like 4 years ago or 3 or 4 years ago when the Transformer exploded in Queens and the whole sky changed color and we all thought aliens were here?
Yeah.
The next time that happens, I'm going to be like, Ashley said mommy. This giant light exploding out of my eye.
Ashley finally said mommy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the point where I'm at now is a totally different place, whereas my work has become so incredibly demanding that yeah. I'm not even really thinking about dating much.
Mm. Right.
I still want that similar person to like meet me where I am.
Yeah.
I don't think it's this Brazilian mommy because right. she lives very far away.
Yeah.
I should text her. Maybe I'll text her right now.
You
have like 24 hours left.
Yeah, you're right. I hope I haven't closed the mommy door.
It's action time.
I'm just going to be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I've been under the weather. I'd love to see you this weekend.
While the Insta's up, can I get a pic?
A pic?
Can you show me a pic of her?
See?
Oh, yeah. I want to find like a, ooh, yeah, wow, wow, wee, wow. Look at that. That's Brazilian mommy.
This photo is from so far away. It's like, I have. Kate, if you looked at this photo and then had to pick this out of a lineup, could you pick out who that person is? Like, this is such a crazy.
I don't know why I.
Only someone who's horny. This was the other. Like, this, I can see who she is. Okay.
That's not a great. That's, like, not the best photo of her. Also,
she's smiling in front of a volcano.
I handed, like, a hot body shot of a Brazilian woman to a gay man, and I was like, yo,
she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
It's so funny that you showed that picture. The gay equivalent of that would have been like if you had been like, show me a picture of your boyfriend and I showed you like a headless torso shot. Like, just like.
That is true.
She's not my girlfriend. She's my mommy. And the joke had to be made. That was the joke that it was set
and
up
I'm
to.
And I'm not punching it up. I'm leaving it deep. It was
Thank
perfect.
You
no
very
notes.
Much.
I laughed.
Thank you. I don't know. She was just so, that little move that she did at the beginning. I was like, that is the coolest thing ever. I wish I understood how to describe this superpower. We should have like a femme queer on to talk about what that is. They put a seed in your brain for what they want you to do, and then you do it.
I think most people probably feel that way about the type that they're the most attracted to, though.
That they have
a
mind control element?
Yeah, you're perceiving that as being a thing innate to femme queers because that's your type.
Maybe.
I think that's part of it, for sure.
No, but there are people who are much more
shy,
verbally forward, and then there are people who don't make a move at all. It's a specific move where they somehow indicate to you that the floor is open and they would like you to take the floor.
It's, so it's some body language so subtle that you don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably not even that subtle. The least subtle version of it is like a playful touch on the arm. Oh,
hot. Objectively hot.
A playful touch on the arm.
So good.
Listener, don't forget to support the Patreon, patreon.com/WHGS. That's how we pay Alex. He is a full-time employee of the podcast. We could not pay him on ads alone. That's how we pay Kate. And of course, me also. This is full-time work. So please consider going and donating. And in return for those donations, you get bonus episodes. You get comped tickets when I'm in your city. You get extended, unfiltered, uncut episodes, weekly access to my Zoom stream of my show in New York, and lots of other stuff. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, do not miss me when I'm in your city. I know you miss my TikToks and my Instagram posts, and sometimes you skip podcast episodes. I'm only in town once a year, so let me text you once a year when I'm in town. Or I can email you ashleygavin.com. There's going to be 25 cities on this tour. Don't miss your city. And listener, go support Kate. They are starting their regular show, the Lucas Spectacular. It's a comedy show, drag, variety, music, all kinds of great things. Go check it out. Union Hall in Brooklyn, Thursday, May 26th. At the Kate Sis, go check it out Thursday, May 26th, listener. Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Did you have gay sex this week?
I did. It was good.
Whites.
I don't really have a story about it. I was.
That's fine. You can share anything you want.
I know. I've been really racking my brain since yesterday about what my gay sex story was.
It doesn't have to be anything. Mine was about a show that you guys don't watch.
That's true. That's so true. No, I did have gay sex this week twice. With two different guys, and
double
they were both
dipping.
Yeah, double dipping.
Are you in an open relationship?
We are in an open relationship. Oh. Did you not know that?
No.
That came up in the third episode that I've been on. I feel crazy.
You were telling throwbacks.
Oh, I guess that's true. Yeah, because like my boyfriend's pretty private. Like, I don't talk about him a ton.
That's fine.
Yeah. No. So I guess it makes sense that like my relationship. But yeah, I'm in an open relationship, and we've been open for almost all of the. We've been together for like 5.5 years, and we've been open for most of that.
Good for you guys.
I don't think I'll ever be. I mean, I plan to stay with Nate, but if we broke up, I would never be in a monogamous relationship personally. It's not for me.
Was the quar rough?
Oh, here's a story. You brought up a story.
Oh, yay.
Quarantine was like kind of rough, but also like not as rough for people that were single and couldn't have sex. Like, I did still have my boyfriend to have sex with. So like I was having sex during quarantine, like, and it was fine. Also, something happened at the beginning of quarantine with gay men in New York City where, because no one could hook up, everyone went insane and sent everyone their nudes. Like, every single gay man in New York City shared their nudes. I swear to God. I like a comedian I've never met in real life who is somewhat well followed on the internet. I followed him on Twitter. He followed me back within 20 minutes since we had sent nudes. Like, this guy still follows me, and I get the sense he's like, does not like me. Like, but like, I fully haven't sent nudes. Like, it's like so crazy.
Oh my
like,
God.
Every single gay person.
In addition to whatever contract is not signed, I also need to know who sent you the nudes.
Off mic, we will be talking. We can tell you about it. But no, like, I feel like every single gay person in New York City, maybe just in general, like, everyone was like, I can't hook up. I have to send my nudes and get nudes. Like, it was just like this insane thing. Like, everyone was sending nudes in like this really fervid way. But the first like hookup I had, like, during the pandemic, when it was like
you're allowed to leave your house. I was like, okay, I think I can like hook up with someone, like whatever. Immediate strep throat. Like immediate strep
yeah,
throat.
Yeah. Your body wasn't ready.
That happened to my friend wait, too.
So the plot thickens.
Did you eat ass?
No, not that time.
Cum?
Okay.
Did you eat cum?
No.
Huh.
So here's we made out. Like I think you can just get strep from pissing.
Yes, Ashley's gotten strep from pussy, and it boggles her mind that you could get it from, say,
did you not kiss this girl on the mouth?
Close to another mouth.
I only kiss girls on the ass.
Wait, I don't. Yeah, why, how do you know it was from her vagina?
I know.
I disagree.
I have been hooking up with her regularly, not getting strep throat, and then eating ass and getting strep throat the next day.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. She has a strep population on her ass, which is possible.
So this is, okay, so this is, it's definitely in her ass, not on her ass. Like, that makes it sound like it's, like, right here. Anyway, moving on.
You don't know how
Similar
I
am. She has a little strep guy that lives in her crack and goes, hi, Ashley.
How Ashley's like, you lick the butthole? We're like, what are you doing?
You don't know where I'm licking. I could be licking down here.
There's not- no strep out there.
This is so that yeah. Anyway, immediate strep throat, and then like 2 years later, hook up with the guy.
No
strep throat.
He has a population.
Yeah,
this can happen.
I'm frustrated because the sex is good.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
But uh-huh. Strep is one of the worst things ever.
Dude, I have this exact situation.
So, how do you tell someone, hey, I think you need to do a course of antibiotics because I think you're a strep carrier. But also, I would like to hook up with you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you sort of know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that is a gay sex situation that I've been dealing with.
I wish I could give you advice.
I have an idea.
All right.
I have an idea.
You get someone else to hook up with him, get strep.
They don't even have to hook up with them. You send a messenger. You straight up send a messenger that he kills. And then you come in and fuck and reap the rewards.
Send Kate as a singing telegram. You've got strap on your dick somewhere.
I send an anonymous edible arrangement. No, but it's like.
Yes.
I guess that my other thought is I do get strep fairly. I usually get strep at least once a year. This year I've had it twice. The first time being from this guy. And I've just been like, I want to get my tonsils out. Like getting strep sucks so bad. But then I looked into it, and getting your tonsils out as an adult is supposed to be one of the most painful experiences like humans can go through.
Well, do you want to suck this guy's dick or not?
Not that bad.
Yeah.
Okay. But then I found out
if
that
you don't have tonsils, you can't get strep.
That's what strep is, an infection of your tonsils. Like it's your tonsils are what the strep is in. And then I found out apparently not that this is like particularly exciting to me, but then I found out apparently guys who've had their tonsils out can suck like psycho dick because there's like more room.
Oh. But what about the gag reflex? It's gone?
They're gay.
I did always wonder whether or not it was something you could train, and it seems like it is.
Yeah.
I tried to train myself. I read that dick sucking book when I was back sucking dick.
You read a whole book on dick sucking?
I did. And it said to practice with your toothbrush gagging yourself incrementally.
What world do we live in?
Hell.
Yeah.
Wait, but here's the thing. That would mean, okay, because like, okay, sucking dick is not that bad for the gag reflex compared to like a throat swab where they actually swab is so bad. Like I had my physical last week and they did a throat swab.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is worse than any dick I've ever sucked. And it's a Q-tip. Like
it's hitting the reflex hard.
Right. But I'm saying like a dick sort of does it. I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Is it just longer?
No. Because it's going the same back of the throat.
But don't you think they're going in like little special nooks and crannies? Like it's like how when you if you pinch someone like a big amount of skin, it wouldn't hurt. But if you pinch them,
that's what I was
really
thinking.
Really tiny.
It's like it hits
so
you right
painful.
In that one nerve ending. Whereas when the dick is going in, you're having all kinds of stimuli
that
going on.
That might be it, I guess. I don't know.
So it's not as targeted in your brain, which, you know.
That makes sense. Interesting.
And I know so much about this.
Have you ever hooked up with a guy?
I kissed a boy.
Okay.
In seventh grade.
Nice. Fair.
The book said that if you lie on the end of the bed upside down like this, you have less of a gag reflex.
Lesbians talking about gag reflexes is the funniest thing.
Why?
Well, anyway, where were we? Oh, you're talking about whether or not you're going to message, send a messenger. I would actually volunteer Kate and I will film the whole thing.
Figure out that it's Jake if he sends me.
Okay, then we'll hire an actor.
Do you have a mutual friend?
Yes, who just got strep from them.
Okay, so he does.
I will say, Jake, I was in a very similar situation. And I actually, with bacterial vaginosis, which is not, it's like maybe an STD. I don't know what they qualify it as, but you can give
venereal.
I'm
laughing because the other night I was on TikTok and there was this video of this drunk girl acting really like messy in a bar. And someone commented, she has bacterial vaginosis energy.
Yes. Like someone was... Because what happens is...
And it made me laugh for like 20 minutes.
She's so right, though. This person that commented this, because now that I'm having enough sex with enough people, I'm realizing there are women that just live with their bacterial vaginosis and have no fucking idea or do not care. I had never had BV. I got it from somebody. I pretty much knew who I got it from. I texted her and I said, hey, bud.
You said, hey, bud?
No, I didn't say, hey, bud.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
But I was like, hey, listen.
Hey, bud. And dirty vag. Call me later. Bye. Yeah.
I did not. Hey, bro. Bro, I think your vagina's all fucked up. I didn't blame her, even though I knew she gave it to me. 100% I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was really the only person that I was doing anything with that could give me that.
Also, I think that STI talk, I think it's the weird, the reason it's strep is because it's like a little less, I don't know. STI talk, I've actually, like, my boyfriend and I have talked about this. Like, I feel like it's kind of like a fun bonding thing with me and my friends where I have to be like, hey, you have gonorrhea. Like, we all, like, kind of, like, are really mature about it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Thanks for letting me know. And it's, like, with exactly. All the guys I hook up with, it's, like, this very nice sort of, like, oh, yeah, we're all mature. We're all kind of on the same page. This is, like, actually kind of nice and bonding that we're all having, like, a gonorrhea scare. Like, we're all going to go get the shot.
Exactly.
Like, it's, like, and it's, like, anyone who would be lame about, like, talking to someone about having an STI should not ever be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because, like, you had sex. You were comfortable enough having sex.
Right,
so you
exactly.
should be comfortable enough.
What I'm trying to get to very quickly, just for your story, is basically that I told her this.
Yes.
And she was like, ugh, I'm going to have to go to the gyno. And I was like, she like seemed annoyed and then never spoke to me again. Like I gave her.
Like she assumed. You kind of said it in saying it non-judgmentally.
I said it non-judgmentally. She assumed I gave it to her.
You were like the bearer of the news.
I
really...
knew she had it as soon as I met her.
No, shut up.
She smelled that bad and you fucked her?
Listen, dude. I fingered her.
And then yourself?
I think at one point I slipped up and we...
Scissored.
We scissored.
Yeah.
We tripped.
That'll do it.
And because I was just like in the heat of the moment, I was like, whatever, one time. And then I got it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that one time. Fortunately, I knew what I was doing. You know what I mean? I knew what I was getting into. I was like, yeah. The worst thing that... Well, I mean, I guess I could have gotten anything else now that I know she isn't checking. But the point is, she never spoke to me again. So
no,
some,
that's so shitty.
So you could, if you tell this guy, he might not want to talk to you again. There is a chance.
Well, I'm sort of like, I just am like confused like how it works. And I'm like, have you not taken antibiotics in 2 years? Like,
Maybe he's allergic to a lot of them.
Oh.
Or maybe he's just been masking. So he hasn't been getting sick. Because masks, they work.
You're saying it like they don't work.
Wear your mask.
Well, thank you, Jake. That was, I hope it works out for you.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. I'm not super worried about it, but it's interesting. I guess I'm just mostly fascinated by, I didn't know you could be a carrier of strep, but not have it.
Yeah, you can be. A doctor wrote into us about this specifically and was like, you can carry it on different parts of your body and not have symptoms.
So crazy and annoying.
Seems that's how everything works. Feels like there's asymptomatic cases of everything.
I hate that.
Kate, did you have gay sex this week?
I went to a suit store and got fitted for a suit.
The Men's Warehouse?
No.
Fuck Men's
I'll
Warehouse.
I'll never go back.
Fuck Men's Warehouse.
Fuck them. I'll never
I hate
go
them.
Back.
Fuck Men's Warehouse. I fucking hate that place.
Go on.
It's horrible.
I had to rent a suit for Men's Warehouse because I was in a wedding.
Yeah.
Which, first off, kind of chapped my ass because it cost $280 to rent.
Because it was polyester.
Well, it's like not.
I literally thought it was an actual physical app.
It chapped my ass because it was two sizes too small.
No, it probably would have, though. It was too big, first of all. It was, but like, ugh. You can buy a suit for that much. So I was
how much was it to rent?
$290.
Oh, yeah. You should 200. Go to, like, JCPenney.
So I was just pissed that it was like, no, we all
was
have to get
this.
Was
it very nice or something?
No. I mean, it was like, I guess it was like somewhat nice, but it wasn't like this luxury thing.
Yeah.
It's also, it's a rental. So like a bunch right. of people have worn it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. it's not, and it's like not super fitted to you. I was just annoyed that I didn't get to, I was like, I'm paying this much for a suit that I'm not going to be able to keep. And you yeah. can buy suits for this much money.
Yeah.
So it kind of pissed me off.
Yeah.
It's fine. I had a great time at the wedding, but it just like everything about it was a pain in the ass to me. And I really resented Men's Warehouse for it.
Yeah. Men's Warehouse. I don't, have I told the story on the pod?
The joke?
Well, I have a joke about it that I will only say live, but I went to a Men's Warehouse once to, I think, yeah, shop for a wedding, which every time I get dressed for a wedding, I have a fucking panic attack. It's just like, it's so fucking gendered. Clothes cost so much fucking money.
Clothes cost
attack,
so
like,
much money. And I also, wait, sorry, I'm derailing. All I'm doing this episode is derailing stories.
That's the point.
That's the point.
I recently was thinking, I was like, I was getting dressed for a wedding this weekend and I hate dressing up. Yeah. I really hate wearing men's formal wear. And I was like, oh, this is the closest thing I can imagine to gender dysphoria is how much yeah. I hate having to wear this.
Yes.
And how much I envy dresses. And it's like, it's not like I would feel like more. It's just the fact that it's like there feels like there's more options and more conducive to more body types. And you're just like, hate suits. Huh.
I think probably a lot of people feel that way because formal wear, for some reason, we have decided
it is the most gendered thing.
It's like one thing.
Yeah.
And so it's literally like you're going back in time when you're getting yeah. dressed for a wedding.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, when I wore dresses, which is almost impossible to think about.
It kind of is.
Isn't
yeah.
that hilarious that I ever did that?
Yeah.
You have like no interest now in wearing
wait,
a dress.
I'm imagining those kind of like maxi floral dresses that have the three segments, one at the breasts, then the torso, and then the awkward little foot.
I never
end.
Had that. I think the last dress I purchased was in 2010 for damn. A job interview because I'd been interviewing in tech and all the job interviews were casual. So I brought all of this casual clothing and I got to the place and my friends were like, what are you doing? Because we were all there for the same job, like fair thing. And I was like, what? And they were like, this is business formal. And I was like, fuck. And I had to like go to a J. Crew.
Oh, Jesus.
Like just the closest store that I could find.
Nightmare.
And they didn't have anything that
nightmare
like pantsuits. So I just bought this dress. It's gray dress. And I wore it to like the two formal things I had after that. And I was like, I hated wearing it.
Yeah.
I felt genuine, the closest thing probably to dysphoria. I felt so uncomfortable in it.
Yeah, I genuinely really just like dressing up for wedding, like dressing up in formal wear.
It's brutal. It's so brutal. And also then it's the compounding thing of like, then you have to be on time.
Yeah.
Because it's somebody's big
yeah,
fucking
you can't
day
have a breakdown.
And you have to be on time. So the breakdown, if it happens.
It's timed. It's on a clock.
It's timed on a clock, which makes it worse.
Yes, yes.
So our first time like going to a social event since getting vaccinated was this like big wedding. So there was like the nervousness of like, oh my gosh, we're gonna go be with like 200 people after being with two people
yeah
for so long. But so it was my first time being with people. I had multiple outfit changes and I had gained a lot of weight, so all of these suits were like new to me.
Yeah.
And my boobs were so much bigger than they were before, and so oof. I had a fucking panic attack in the hotel room.
Sure.
And Chelsea was basically like, you've got 10 minutes to like wrap it up.
Yeah.
But it's awful. So the first time that I went to a Men's Warehouse, I was like shopping for suits and I was like,
it's like, it's called Men's Warehouse. Like, it's so gendered.
He, yes. And he said that to me.
Yeah, that's the joke. Have you heard it?
He
such
said
an excellent
that to
joke.
Me.
Yeah,
I'm there. I'm looking.
I just had the urge to put the whole
I'm,
mic
I
in
know,
my mouth.
I saw you do it. I saw you do it, and I was like, do it. No. Do it.
I almost did, but then I was like, no. But like,
I don't need it. Yeah. I can buy a new one.
I just bite it off.
Honestly, like, if you deep throated that mic, it would be worth the cost of the new mic. Think about it. Just think about it for the rest of the episode.
I electrocute to death. You have to deal with me.
We can unplug
if
it.
I die with a deep throated mic. Pull the mic out before yeah. the EMTs come, please. Just before they take any pics.
I'll be the one taking pictures. He died the way he lived.
Talking.
Okay, wait. So you're at the Men's Warehouse.
I love you. Yes. And I'm looking for small shit, right? And I don't want to be helped because I know that it's going to be an issue. And, you know, three times this guy asked me if he wanted help. And I'm like, do you have like maybe like bar mitzvah size suits? And he starts showing me stuff that is like too small.
I think that's actually a very fair question.
Right? Because I feel like that's where... Yeah. Like my brother and his friends went when it was bar mitzvah season. Yeah, yeah. So he's like showing me the things warehouse. That are a little too small. Is
the
there
boys
a boys warehouse?
Is, not a, boys is warehouse. A different thing. Don't Google it.
So he's showing me things that are like too small. And I'm like, no, like I'm shopping for myself. And he looks at me and he literally goes, lady, this is a men's warehouse. And
I can't
like,
believe that he out. Actually said that. I always wondered whether or not he actually said that to you because of the joke. I wasn't sure.
The reason where the joke has the punchline it does is because
he really
the
said
mix
that
of humiliation and anger that came up inside me is very rarely felt. It was so powerful. Like even talking about it, I feel like my skin is on fire.
I would murder him.
Where in the world were you?
I was in Brooklyn, New York.
You were at the
York
Atlantic
City,
Terminal one?
At Atlantic I will, Terminal.
I was like, they're gonna flag me. I was like, I will firebomb it right now. Like you were at Atlantic fucking Terminal?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah.
Not that it's better if he's somewhere else, but it like kind of is.
No, it's worse, have known. I think. He should have known. It was, he knew. He had enough background to know not to say something like that.
Yeah. So then...
What he did was...
Cruel.
Was cruel. Yeah.
Yes. It was mean on purpose.
Yeah.
So, you know, fast forward, we're shopping for the wedding, right? Eventually had the breakdown, but things were a little bit better. You know, I was asking people for assistance.
I wonder if
finding
you can get
things.
You some free suits.
Dude, hit me up with
hey,
some free
Men's
suits.
Warehouse, you have an employee that sexually harassed my friend
is
here.
Is that sexual harassment?
Or hey, yes. A gender neutral suit company.
Right.
If you want to have Kate wear looks fucking awesome in your suits.
I will.
But also, Men's Warehouse, I would like a trans person to
you
wear
have
your suits.
7 days.
And I want you to put it all over your website during Pride. Do you have a pride? Do you do a pride thing?
No.
Because someone in your team hate crimed my friend here.
So
Men's Warehouse. So, tag Men's Warehouse.
There's literally no world in which Men's Warehouse isn't Republican owned. There's no world.
Let's find out what they
it's
do for pride.
It's going to be owned by Halliburton. Like, that's what's going to, like, it's not.
Men's Warehouse. Suits and takes.
So then I fast forward a couple years. I'm a little more confident. The world is a little bit better. I'm shopping for these three different outfits that I'm going to wear at this wedding. And I'm shopping at like a Memorial Day sale. I know we're going to open a credit card and get that 35% off. Like, so I was like asking people for help. People were showing me things. And I eventually couldn't find the fucking rooms anywhere.
Changing rooms?
Yeah.
Rooms?
Because they had closed some of them off for COVID.
They have Pride t-shirts.
Fuck them.
They're still Republican owned. There's no way they're not.
I just want to call them on their hypocrisy. That's all.
So there was this kind of cool moment where I'm wearing the mask. I'm holding menswear in my arms. And I ask this person like...
What store is this?
JCPenney, I think. Great. And I ask... I think that's where our credit card is. It's not funny that I don't know. So I ask like, where's the changing rooms? And, she kind of looks at me. She looks at what's in my arms. And she goes, that way. And she has sent me to the men's, which is really fucking nice. And, she thought about it, right? And I guess, what I do generally when people ask me where the bathroom is, I say the men's is there and the women's is there so that they can, they're armed with all the information and I don't have to make a judgment. But it was sweet that she made a judgment because she looked at me, looked at the clothes. She's probably even thinking it's going to be easier for us to put these clothes away.
Yeah.
If they're in the proper fucking
She also
thing.
Was like, this person looks like they have been wronged at a men's warehouse. Why are they crying asking me this question?
So I go over there and there's a guy manning that changing area and he goes, no, you have to go to the women's one, and turns me away.
Great.
So, mixed review. And I eventually end up just like, I walk all the way fucking across the store to go to the women's room.
Okay,
women's
let's just
one.
Say, the men's room
nightmare.
Does not need a bouncer. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Does he have aftershave? Fuck off. That makes me mad.
So I haul ass to the women's one, and then like I wanted to try one more different size of something. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to the men's one. And he's not there, so I sneak in. And there's a couple who's also getting ready for a wedding. And it's the man trying on clothes, and his girlfriend is like, you know, hyping him up and telling him he looks great and all this sweet stuff.
Sucking
and then she sees me. Yeah, sucking his dick very publicly. she sees me and she does the same thing. And she just like hypes me up and goes, you look great in that suit. Everyone's gonna love you. You're gonna have so much fun. Like, for no reason. Just a random act of kindness.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we go from the bad men's warehouse to the like the mixed pros and cons JCPenney. And then the other day I was at the Queens Mall and I went into, I have a really, like one of my best friend is getting married. And
these are years apart, these experiences also.
These are years apart. So this is, again, I'm becoming more confident and the world is becoming a little better.
Yeah.
In terms of this. So I go into the suit store and the guy, like, he takes a minute to kind of figure out what's happening. And then as soon as he like realizes that I'm like shopping for myself and I mean it. I'm not like, I don't have like,
can you imagine
cameras like pranking him or something?
Also, I think, you know what would have been a funny response to the guy who was like, lady, this is a men's warehouse. To that guy, wouldn't it have been hysterical if you were like, oh my God, what?
Is that the re-
Are you? What, this, yeah. This is for men in here? That is what I thought I was buying
they
a suit
reboot.
For myself. That's so crazy.
They
I thought
reboot I was standing- MTV Boiling Points and it's just trans people doing gendered things and seeing if anyone says something. You get $100 for being a decent, basic human. And if not, we take you out back and Jake and Ashley kick the fucking shit out of you.
But so this experience was really nice. I was terrified the whole time. I was like, I had adrenaline in my heart and like my fingers were shaking. But he just like made it so pleasant. He did everything he would do for a normal client. You know, he like,
because you are a normal client,
right? He holds the suit open, lets me put my arms in.
You're a like, gun.
Not for the trans stuff, but just Kate.
Yeah, definitely my measurements were a little unique.
I didn't even mean physically, I meant mentally.
I've seen cis men with bigger tits than you. Don't act like you're special.
We've seen him in the porns.
The porns.
In the porns.
In the porns.
The porns.
I said, I'm looking for a suit. He said, I seen you in the porns. And so, you know, he shows me to the big mirror and he's like, you know, adjusting it, showing me where we would tailor. We have X many inches here. We can take this in just like, and he's like, see, and he's telling me stuff too. He's hitting the perfect kind of thing between being like, okay, you know what you're looking for and I'm going to help you find it. But you also kind of don't know what you're looking for.
You don't know how suits work. Like,
yeah.
He's like, the shoulders are fitting you nicely. That's something that we really wouldn't be able to change. So let's start here. We can let this out here. The suit should hit you right here. If we ordered like this style of suit, it would be way lower and you'd be swimming in it. And just kind of all these things. And
what
he's like,
a
see
nice
how the pants
guy.
Come tapered in so you don't have this
Someone
giant
really
wide leg
job.
That you're like losing yourself in. And he really just did a great job. Yeah. And I felt really, really grateful.
See, this is like,
how old was he?
He was middle aged.
Okay. Maybe he's got a trans kid.
Maybe.
Or maybe he saw Trans America starring Felicity Huffman. No, no, but like,
maybe he's seen Netflix's Queer Eye.
No, but he, but like, that's the thing. It's like, I feel like it's really important that you, like, you telling a story like that, because like, that's the sort of thing where like, I would think like, oh yeah, it must be really hard for like trans people to deal with like having to figure out what they're going to wear to a wedding. But then just like, it hadn't even occurred to me. Oh yeah. The process of simply shopping for it and trying it on, like, it is so like, every single level of it is affected by it, like, is so, you just forget, or not that you don't forget, you just, it takes, you have to be reminded to think about it at that level.
It's
really beautiful, and I'm gonna check if my MILF has responded to which is, would also be beautiful.
Let's see.
No,
okay, you're fine.
She's working
She's worked hard for the money.
Working 9 to 5. That actually would be really nice for a corporate lawyer to work 9 to 5. That'd be like,
it's not real.
A sick job.
She told me she was working 12 to 8 because it's on the West Coast. So, yeah, about 9 to 5. I don't know.
Those are
in date hours.
Yeah, but whatever.
You
started
at 8:30.
Yeah. Should I invite her to my JFL audition?
No. Hard no.
She's already come see you perform once in her week in New York City. I don't think you can
invite
her a second
time. She told me my bit was funny. It was so cute. All right. Well, butt plugs. Thank you. Anything you want to plug?
Come see my shows. Follow me on Instagram because I don't have a text chain or newsletter. I post about all my shows there. Jake W. Cornell. Oh, yeah. Please listen to my podcast, Going Out with Jake Cornell. Ashley's on it. Kate will be on it. It's going to be very, very fun.
My episode's out.
Ashley's episode came out on Tuesday.
You can literally go listen to it right now.
Yeah, go listen to it right now. It's great.
Thanks for listening, listener. Please, for the love of God, I'm begging, patreon.com/WHGS. You have no idea what a big help it is. We have a full-time employee. We have Kate, who's part-time. There's me. There are my cats. One of my cats has a dietary problem. The cat food is so expensive. Patreon.com/WHGS. Get that bonus content, too. That's what you really want. The comp tickets, the bonus content. It's great stuff. And AshleyGavin.com to see me live on tour. Okay, gay thought. Listener, have you ever had a straight friend and listened to her, specifically like a cis female, cis woman straight friend, and have you listened to her talk about her friend breakups? Straight women are constantly breaking up with each other. They're in toxic friendships. I had to break up with my toxic friend. It's like, just kiss each other. You know what I mean? Clearly you're gay. Like, why? Why is it so complicated? Men don't do this. Cis men don't do this. They don't break up with each other. They punch each other and then they move on. No drama, quote unquote. But straight women, I guess what I'm saying is that they're not straight, and I stand by it. Cancel me. I don't care.